Hey there and welcome to the Your Life Matters podcast, part of the Empowering Online Podcast and Coaching Series from mustardseedcoaching.co.uk. Hey friends, hope you're well. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This is episode 6, Creating Growth and Freedom for a Life of Abundance. My name's Chris Allen, sharing my passion and energy for well-being, personal growth and healing for the heart, mind, body and soul. My calling is to help you break the chains of life that have been holding you back from the life that you want, the life that you need and the life that you truly deserve. Today's quote is by Robert Cushing, who said, "The fact is that to do anything in the world worth doing, we must not stand back shivering and thinking of the cold and danger, but jump in and scramble through as well as we can." That's by Robert Cushing. And he said, "The fact is that to do anything in the world worth doing, we must not stand back shivering and thinking of the cold and danger, but jump in and scramble through as well as we can." Now, to have an opportunity for change to happen is really important, as opportunity gives us options and potential new direction away from the things that held us back before. And these might be problems at home, maybe within our relationships, marriage, friendships, how we connect with our children, or maybe how we get balance between our work and our home lives, job satisfaction, our financial stability, where we are in our career, and how long it's been since we last had a step on the ladder. Perhaps there's been health issues too, where the unexpected has happened and it's put a shadow over seemingly everything else in your life. All these things could easily feel like the weight of the world on your shoulders, just depending on where you are in life with them. But if we let the problems overwhelm us, then everything else really does suffer for it. And this is where you take a stand, understanding the importance of that area of your life, the impact it has on your own life and the lives of those around you too, and then recognizing why it's worth the effort to resolve it. Perhaps this is you right now, having gone through a difficult time, perhaps still going through that challenge. But regardless of the sense of fear and exhaustion, be encouraged that there may be better times ahead on the other side. So keep pushing through it all and don't give up. Our podcast is about creating growth and freedom for a life of abundance. And as we move into a new year of excitement, of hope, expectations and thoughts of the future, many of us reach this time of year and realize that the whole year, let alone the last few months, have suddenly slipped away without us realizing it, and we're left with a sense of frustration having not done more with our time. And I think it becomes more noticeable around significant times of celebration, such as Christmas or Thanksgiving or even New Year, when we become more aware and appreciative of time shared with family and friends. We also tend to think back over the past year and reflect a bit on everything we've done, what we've achieved, the events that we've been through and experienced, the soul-touching moments that we're grateful for, what challenges and pain we've overcome, but we may also remember what we suffered through as well. Has this been the same for you? Do you ask yourself, where's the time gone? Did it seem to just fly by and you feel like you've got nothing to show for it? Have you misspent your time over the last year? Or did you truly make the most of it? I think we can all say that there are probably things that we might have done differently, and hindsight is a valuable, thought-provoking lesson in itself, isn't it? But what changes are you putting into place for this year? Or are you faced with tolerating the same old routine where you do the same things? Nothing fresh comes along to inspire or encourage you, and nothing changes for the better, leaving you to keep plodding on. Are you feeling like you're stuck in a rut and you just can't get on with what you want to or need to? We all lose our spark and motivation now and again, but it doesn't mean that we have to be the same victim of our old tiresome way of life. Regardless of how your last year's been, friends, the time is now for getting your life back on track with our 15-step plan to escape from your rut chains and to start living again. Step number one, take control of your life. Now, is that a scary thought for you? It's actually surprisingly easy to do, and it begins with a statement of authority, which we'll look at in a moment. Once you've made this clear, conscious decision to have the final say over your life, then things start to become so much clearer. Consider this. How often do you give other people permission or authority over your life or to control you? Now, there are certain authorities we should submit to, such as our parents, employers, the law of the land, and possibly faith-based principles for some people too. But you also have to be aware of how other people or even circumstances are influencing you. You have the right to feel good about yourself, to feel worthy of love and affection, to do well in work and study, to feel satisfaction at achieving something worthwhile, to be successful, and to overcome challenges or adversity. These are positive and constructive rights in life. And if anyone tells you any different, then you should question not only their motives for doing so, but question what they are speaking over you. You have the power to reject or accept things said to you and about you. Think carefully about that for a moment. Step number two, decide what rules you want to live your life by and what needs changing. Decide what rules you want to live your life by and what needs changing. Now, by using powerful statements of affirmation, you can make a declaration to your inner spirit and those things or people negatively influencing your life. This sort of ties back into point number one. And you want to make that powerful statement that you are taking control and making changes. Now, interestingly enough, when I work with my clients in hypnotherapy, one of the things I get them to do is to make a statement of self-worth and that they're taking authority and taking control over the changes they want to make happen in their life. And it's like a kind of a taking ownership of it so it becomes more real to them. And this is exactly what we're doing here with this powerful statement. And this will help motivate yourself and assure you of an inner confidence that you can really give you a boost with. Affirmations are positive statements that describe a desired situation or an outcome, and which are repeated to yourself like a promise or even like a mantra, I suppose, in order to retrain your subconscious mind and trigger it into positive action. Now, in order to ensure the effectiveness of the affirmations, they have to be repeated with commitment, with conviction, with passion, interest, and desire for that outcome. Affirmations are used as a power statement in the present tense to enforce a better feeling of well-being and positivity and demonstrate a declaration of how you want to feel now. They don't refer to the past. It's all about the present, what you want now. Unless, of course, it's to highlight a positive change from a time then to now. So start by using affirmations like these examples in a moment to begin taking authority and control over your life and circumstances. Here are a few examples that might resonate with you that you could maybe even start using. Just have a listen to these examples and see if any of them inspire you or even sound familiar to what you're going through. I recognize the need for change in my life, and I choose now to take authority over my life and begin living again. I recognize the need for change in my life, and I choose now to take authority over my life and begin living again. I recognize that I have the power of choice, the power to choose how I think, the power to choose how I feel, and the power to choose what action I take and how I respond to the situation at hand. I recognize I have the power of choice, the power of choice how I think about something, the power to choose how I feel about something, and the power to choose what action I take and how I respond to the situation at hand. My circumstances do not define me. My circumstances do not define me. I am no longer bound to my circumstances, for I am an overcomer. I am no longer bound to my circumstances. I am an overcomer. I choose to reject the negativity of or from or in a particular circumstance, and instead stay strong and focused on setting goals of growth and success for my life. I choose to reject the negativity of or from or in a particular circumstance. And you can add in a relevant bit for you there, the negativity of a situation or from a particular person. And instead stay strong and focused on setting goals of growth and success for my life. Things are getting better every day as new opportunities present themselves. Things are getting better every day as new opportunities present themselves. I am healthy and happy. I am healthy and happy. I am calm and relaxed in every situation. I am calm and relaxed in every situation. My thoughts are under my control. My thoughts are under my control. Remember, talking about the power of choice. I have a good and loving relationship with my partner. I have a good and loving relationship with my partner. I am successful in whatever I do. I am successful in whatever I do. Step number 3, work out what your life goals need to be and start planning them. Work out what your life goals need to be and start planning them. So you've recognized areas of change needed in your life. So now you need to decide how to go about making those changes and what timescales you want them done by. Consider all aspects of your life, from your health to your happiness, your relationships and finances. What areas can you and do you choose to improve upon by taking authority over them and giving yourself permission to make those positive changes. A good exercise to accomplish this is to write down maybe where you were 5 years ago, and then 1 to 2 years ago, and then where you are now, and next where you want to be in another 2 to 3 years' time going forwards, and then where you see yourself longer term in 5 to 10 years. So work out what your life goals need to be and start planning them. Step number 4, compare your time scales against the following categories. So here's a few things I want you to put those goals against with your time scales. So I want you to consider your personal development. So for example, this could be your education, your study, your health, physical fitness, perhaps weight loss, self-awareness, self-love, developing your mental aptitude, or tackling your fears and phobias, anything that you want to overcome. You could also look at your career, business, and finances. For example, these could be your current role, your progress in the company where you were, where you'd like to really like to work, and maybe for whom you like to work as well. Your career achievements to date, and any return on investment of time and money. Perhaps sales and marketing targets, or your own business growth if you have one, and any personal savings you may have, or perhaps even a retirement plan as well. Another category I want you to consider against is your sense of adventure. You know, for example, your fun and like adventurous things you've always wanted to do but have never got round to it yet. Maybe going on a cruise holiday or swimming with dolphins, feeding animals at a safari park, or maybe going to a large adventure theme park. Perhaps a bit more simple, like your first holiday abroad. Maybe till now you've only holidayed at home in your own country. Taking part in a marathon or a fun run, perhaps for charity as a fundraiser or for a cause you believe in. Skydiving, these are also great rewards for you to keep yourself motivated in reaching your life goals as well. Some of those might sound quite grand, but it could be really something quite simple, something you want to do around about your hometown or something in your own country as well. But something that gives you a sense of fun and adventure, something that you've maybe not had a chance to do before, but just work into your goals as well. Another category I want you to think about is your service to others. For example, the time given to help others in need, serving in your community, maybe in clubs or at your church, supporting the homeless, fundraising for charities, being a good neighbour, being a supportive friend, a loving parent or a loving partner, for example. Now, once you've written these goals down, just incorporate them into your life plan and review them on a weekly basis in case your objectives or even your target dates change. Step number 5 is to break down the barriers. Break down the barriers. Sometimes it's easy to get swamped by tasks, whether daily, weekly, or even monthly, that consume our thoughts and overwhelm us. And this can contribute to a feeling of being stuck and not getting anywhere in life. But by breaking these tasks down into smaller sort of chunks, more manageable steps, we can save both time and sanity and still stay focused on achieving a good end result as well. For example, creating a goal-based plan for our lives may appear to be a real challenge in itself, but if you break the tasks down into steps, the focus on the different areas that you want to change, you give yourself a clear action plan. And in doing so, you have the satisfaction of completing each step and achieving your goals as you go forward. Step number 6, review your goals and celebrate accomplishments. Review your goals and celebrate accomplishments. Every time you hit your personal targets, whether it's on your food plan, or dropping a dress size, finding time to do something fun, completing a course of study, graduating perhaps, passing your driving test, saving for a special purchase, or even successfully baked a cake for the first time, take joy and pride in your achievements. You've done it. You've put in the hard work and you got the results. Celebrate and feel good about it, and it'll motivate you to do bigger and better things. Where you can, plan a week in advance so you can see how things are panning out and you can look forward to your next milestone. And if you stick to your plans, then you'll accomplish a great deal more and you won't need someone to constantly motivate you. It'll actually happen naturally. Step number 7, jump the hurdles. Jump the hurdles. Not the same as trying to jump through hoops for someone else, of course. This is dealing with setbacks, which do sometimes occur, and things don't always go to plan either, through our own doing or lack of action, or from external influences. But don't be downhearted. Don't dwell on what you perceive as failures. Instead, add them to your life experiences and learn from the feedback that you can draw from them. Everything is valuable in helping us learn for the future. Don't blame yourself for missing targets, just refocus and see where you need to pick things up again. I'm sure you've heard the saying about getting back on the horse after a fall. You need to do it as soon as you can, as your success could be just around the corner. Step number 8, a quite important one, find a mentor. Find a mentor. Now, a mentor, in case you haven't come across that expression before, is someone who can support you to motivate and encourage you, especially through harder times. Mentors become like a trusted advisor and a role model, people that we look up to who have been there already and they've done it before, people who inspire us to be better or achieve greater things. They can offer suggestions and knowledge, both maybe general knowledge or specific knowledge on a particular topic or subject, to help you improve like your life skills, your mindset, your work ethic, your business processes and success. And this can help you to be more effective in your personal or career life, to overcome obstacles and give wisdom when needed. Look to people in your community, your church, your workplace, your family, even within your circle of close friends, for people that inspire you and you trust for guidance in life. Now, not only am I a mentor to other coaches and therapists, but to other business owners too. And I also have my own mentors that I look up to and seek advice and guidance from, one of whom is actually my awesome dad, who has such great wisdom and experience that inspires me to be the best I can be. I also have more business-focused mentors as well that I can get advice from, perhaps on marketing and planning, for example. But everyone can benefit from having their own mentor, a coach, a person of support and guidance. Step number 9, change your daily schedule. Change your daily schedule. Another good way to keep you motivated to progress is to change your schedule. If you're finding yourself maybe tired and burnt out, look for ways to improve the way that you plan your day. Prioritise tasks are really important, and if necessary, try rotating your schedule to maybe spend X amount of time at the start of the day on high impact important items, the time of day that people tend to have the most energy and a clearer mind. Save lesser tasks or less important tasks for later in the day when things may be running down a bit. And this is actually physically beneficial too, as, for example, changes in your gym routine help kickstart your body to growth or burning fat after being on a plateau for a while. And in the same way, a change to your daily pace, diary plans, or the things that you fill your day with can actually make a big difference. Step number 10. Take an occasional power nap. Take an occasional power nap. When you're feeling drained or too tired to stay focused, get your mental energy back with a power nap. Now, sleeping only 10 to 20 minutes can actually refresh and re-energise you for the task at hand and can help lift your mood, reduce stress and improve clarity of thought. Even just a quick rest with your eyes closed rather than sleeping can help you switch off for a bit. Now, this isn't recommended while you're at work in case the boss spots you, unless of course you are the boss. But studies have proven that a little quiet time helps reduce stress, clears the mind from distractions, and gets you into a more focused state of mind for when you need to do the work. Step number 11, forging onwards. Forging onwards. Now remember that the hard work does bring results. If you have a good plan for getting through a rough patch, or even at least can see a target to work towards, then try to stay focused on your course and see it through. Once we've endured the storm, we can finally relax and unwind a lot easier than we could if we still had something unfinished hanging over us. Sometimes just forcing yourself to carry on is the answer. And you can even draw strength and encouragement from a mentor, as I mentioned, if you have one. Staying motivated and committed to achieving your desired outcome is key. Step number 12, retreat and regroup with fresh zeal and passion. Retreat and regroup with fresh zeal and passion. If you find that you're losing your motivation and productivity with a problematic task, try putting it aside for a short period, if time allows. Just stepping back to take a break from a task and doing something that doesn't require as much thought, like exercise or gardening, can really clear your head. You can even change your focus to another task that's fresher until you get your energy and spark back. And as long as your task isn't time critical and it's bound to a deadline such as a work or business project, then even taking a complete step back can be a wonderful way to get a fresh perspective on something. Step number 13. Set yourself a reward for reaching personal targets. Set yourself a reward for reaching personal targets. Incentives work wonders for the motivation, especially for real challenges like weight loss or even exams. What sweeteners could motivate you? What would you look forward to at the end of a goal? Maybe a glass of wine and a hot bath at the end of a long hard day? A lucky dip into your box of special chocolates? A trip to the spa for a well-deserved pampering, or maybe some retail therapy? What about even a small holiday? Make a promise to yourself for something special that will give you some satisfaction and enjoyment. Feel good for doing well. Recognize your success. Lap it up and soak it in. You deserve it. Step number 14. Rediscover your passions in life. Rediscover your passions in life. Do you have any passions in life? Something that you love spending time doing that makes you feel good? There's always time in life to fit these things in, as are just as important as anything else in your weekly routine. Do you love to dance, or maybe even go to the gym? How about crafts, outdoor adventures, cooking or fitness? What about spending time with family and friends? If you've been stuck in your rut for a while, you may have lost sight of these passions in favour of dealing with life as it comes at you. But it's time to rediscover what you enjoy doing to help you make you feel human again. Look at your schedule and see where you can cut back on the weekly same old routine and actually enjoy living again. Step number 15. Use everything you are to your full potential. Use everything you are to your full potential. Now you are unique and you are special because you have been blessed with a wonderful complement of personality, traits, skills and talents only you have. Live your day to the full using everything that you are and enjoy a life of joy and abundance. Give that 110% in everything that you do and work towards and reap the benefits and rewards of achieving your goals. Remember that when you plant the right positive seeds in your life, these seeds will grow and sprout and come to fruition. So, friends, keep yourselves motivated, growing and moving forward in life. Don't allow yourself to get stuck and stagnant, but keep really living with to make the best life for yourself that you can. What can you do today to create new growth and freedom for a life of abundance? We're actually about to launch a brand new series of coaching courses and packages which will help you with these sort of things, from working out what you want in life, what you feel you need, and what you deserve. Identifying any problem areas that are holding you back from enjoying your life, to goal planning, staying motivated, and ultimately making positive change happen. So keep in touch on our social media and website to find out more information that's coming soon, where you'll be able to experience exciting and empowering one-to-one coaching with me to get your life back on target, past your obstacles, and to create new freedom for yourself. My name is Chris Allen for mustardseedcoaching.co.uk, and I want to thank you again for joining me on today's podcast for Your Life Matters. This was episode 6, Creating Growth and Freedom for a Life of Abundance, which I hope you found helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to register for the Your Life Matters Wellbeing newsletter for advanced notifications of podcast releases, quotes and affirmations, download links, helpful life tools and tips, and other encouragement special offers, courses and products. So until next time, thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.